This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, training our kids to be confidant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of training our kids to be confidant in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the things that we can teach our kids, or we can train them to be confident or trustworthy, is to tell them about the aspect of anger and being sensitive. Most of the time, we have seen that those people who become angry or who are sensitive, for example, they leak the secrets. They disclose what they should not disclose in their anger. And this is what we need to teach our kids. We need to train them to control themselves. This controlling is important, that there are many times, for example, we have seen even in the kids, that when we are raising them, they fight with each other, they have a dispute on anything. It can be anything, on a toy, maybe on a topic or anything, or on clothing, on colors. So while they're playing, and then when they become angry, they start to, you know, leak the secrets. They start to disclose what was happening during them. For example, if someone has done a mistake and he is on the other side, they start to disclose his mistakes. And this is wrong. This is wrong. Either as a parent, when we look at our kids, they're doing so, we need to stop them immediately to not to talk about anyone else. Talk about yourself. This is one of the ways of stopping them. The other thing is to ignore what they say, because when we ignore them later, we can talk to them and tell them that this is not a good habit, that when you get angry and when you are sensitive, for example, on something, you start to disclose the things, and this can harm the personality. If they are disclosing that, it can harm their own personality or the personality of the other people around them. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of training our kids to be confident in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that one of the reasons why people, they disclose the secrets, is that when they become angry. On the other hand, when people are emotional and they become emotional, for example, there is something, there is a secret, maybe someone has said something to them, and he said that you should not tell anyone. At a place, when people become emotional, in order to show their affection to that person, for example, or their harmony, they disclose what they should not disclose. And this makes things confusing, or maybe it makes things difficult for the both parties. So therefore, it is necessary that we train our kids in a way that when they are angry and when they are emotional, they do not disclose the secrets. They do not disclose what it is said to them, to keep it as a secret or to not to disclose. So therefore, it is important that we train our kids in these ways. And on top of that, the most important thing is we should also consider these things. If we are considering these things for our own life, if we personally practice these things in our life, that when we are in the state of anger, for example, we do not disclose the secrets or the things that are not meant to be disclosed, or when we are emotional, we do not disclose, the kids, the children, they learn from us. Obviously, in the training kids, or when we are raising our kids up, the father and the mother, they are the first role models for the kids. And if they practice this in their life, definitely their kids will also practice in future. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.